question today. How do you birth the dream of God for your life in year 2021? How do you birth? How do you bring to reality? How do you bring to reality? How do you express? How will you walk in what God has in plan for you this year? That's what I'm going to be sharing with you in some few minutes now. And I'd like you to please take note, because what I'm going to share with you, if you can take them up, you are going to have a year that is going to be full of testimonies. A year that will be filled with perfect testimonies, glorious testimonies. A year that at the end of the day, if the Lord tarries, you will be able to say, God, I thank you for this year. So, quite important, birthing God's dream for your life in year 2021. How do we go about that? I'd like to share with you from Jeremiah chapter 29. There are some few words that the Lord has laid on my spirit to share with you, which will benefit you. It will impact your life. If you can connect with this Revival Flame session all through this month, year 2021 will make a huge difference in your life. So let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. Very key, Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13. It's a place that many of us are familiar with, but in case you are not, let me read it out. It said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." One of the things that gets me excited from time to time about my walk with the Lord is that He has a thought concerning my life. I'm not just an accident walking on the surface of the earth. I'm the plan in the hand of God. I'm the thoughts of God that God wants to express. And I want to say to you out there, wherever you are listening from, whether you are listening to the audio or you are watching me on the video, I'd like you to understand something. Your life is the thought in the mind of God that God wants to express. Your life, you are a thought in the mind of God that God wants to express. But it's another thing for God to have you as a thought in His mind. And another thing is that that thought is expressed eventually. There are people that God has great thoughts about them in His mind, but they are not walking in the reality of what God has in thought about them. So I'd like you to understand that year 2021, God has thoughts. God has thought, for I know the thought that I think towards you. God is thinking about you. God is thinking about your destiny. God is thinking about why He created you. God is thinking about how you are going to be who He made you to be. God is a thinking God. He's a thinking God. He does nothing without thinking about it. Look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. God said, "Come, let us make man." Come. So you know that God is a God of plan and purpose. He does nothing accidentally. God does not just do anything for doing sake. He does things that flows from the product of His thought. So, and I'd like you to understand that the greatest thing that a man should rejoice about is that there is a God who created the heaven and the earth who is thinking about you. You may be in a situation right now, you are listening to me. Probably you have started this year in a way you ought not to start, and you are thinking, how will this year look like? I'd like to announce to you, there is a Father who is thinking about you. I may not be thinking about you. Some friends around you may tell you they are thinking about you, but they are not. Your pastor may tell you he's thinking about you, but he may not. But there is a Father who says, "I know the thought, I know the plan that I have for you. I didn't just put you on the earth. I put you here with original blueprint, original plan." So God says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord. And let me say this before I share some few things and we round up for today. What's the thought of God for your life this year? God said, my thought for you, they are thought of peace. They are thought of shalom. They are thought to prosper you. They are thought to make you to be fulfilled. They are thought to make you to be what he dreamed about your life. That's the thought of God. And let me say this also in the same Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He said, that thought also has end. That thought, it's to give you an expected end. So when you talk about expected end, that's a bit deep. God is saying, I have concluded year 2021. I have concluded your future. I have concluded everything about you before I sent you here. That's deep. That's what many of us don't think about. That's why many live their life carelessly. Now, when you have come to this world, God said, I have a plan and I have the end of that plan for your life. So a wise person is going to do something. A wise person is going to say, if he says he has a plan for my life and that plan is a plan of peace and not of evil, to give me a future. Then that person who is wise is going to find out, what do I do? How do I position myself to be able to enter into the future that the Lord has for me? So very key, this very afternoon, I'd like you to understand that God has the end of year 2021. If Jesus tarries, he has already concluded 2021. You know why? He lives in eternity. God is not tied to Happy New Year and then running with us. God has already concluded the course of the year. He has already concluded the course of eternity. He lives ahead of everyone. He lives in eternity. So he has already gone ahead. He has already planned what your life is going to be like. But this is what to do as we close today. How do I birth the dream of God if I know God has a dream for my life? Then God said, don't run by yourself. Get in touch with me. You don't have your plan. Get to understand my plan. Get to understand what I have in mind for you. One of the things I always want to pray to say, Lord, help me never to undertake is my plan. You know, no matter how best, how great your dream is, your plan is, if it is not what God has planned for you, it will be effort in futility. So there are a lot of people who don't bother to care, to know, Lord, you have a plan. Have I discovered the plan? Am I aware of the plan that God has for me? So this year, do not go further, except until you have aligned yourself, until you have come to understand the mind of God concerning his plan for you in year 2021. There is a personal plan God has for you. There is a plan for his church, for his body. There is a plan for the nations of the world. There is a plan for the entire world. There is a plan. God has a plan. So find out what's the plan of God for your life this year. So God said, then you will call upon me and you will go and pray to me. So the best way, which I'm going to be rounding off with, the best way to start a year in order to birth the dream of God for your life is to settle down again and begin the year in the place of prayer. That's why with the brethren in this month of January, we are already in the spirit of prayer. It's not that we ended year 2020 in pleasure casually, but yet we are still responding to God in year 2021 by calling upon the Lord. By calling upon the Lord to say, Lord, what do you have in plan for me? How do I align myself? So you need to seek the Lord. That's what I'm saying. Don't just run this year with your brain. Don't run this year with the energy of your flesh. Don't run this year because you are an expert. Don't run this year because you have experience in what you have been doing. You are a minister of the gospel. Don't approach this year because things have been working before. Don't be like Joshua. After Achan, after he took what God forbade, and then they wanted to go on another mission after Hai, and Joshua refused to ask God. So God is saying, to birth my dream for your life, you must first call upon me who has the plan. I have a plan. I have a blueprint of the plan. I know what I have in mind towards you. Get to have it. Get to discover it. Get to know it. Get yourself aligned with me. Consecrate yourself to me. Consecrate your life to me. That's what Jesus is saying. If you can consecrate yourself, then you will not need to bother to struggle this year. You are just going to be running by my pace. You are going to be running based on my plan. That's what God is saying to somebody this very moment. And lastly, when you check verse 12, that's where I'm going to stop. I will continue from here if the Lord tarries tomorrow. He said, when you call, I will listen to you. When you call, I will listen to you. I will listen to you. So God wants us to call. God wants us to come to him. God wants us to align ourselves with him this year. God wants us to listen to him. God wants us to consecrate ourselves to him so that he will listen to us. Now, when God listens to you, that means he wants you to ask questions. Do you take that? Listening means somebody else is talking. So God is not saying listen to him now, which I'm going to be coming into later. But God is saying, when you call, I will listen to you. What do you have to say to me? So if you have something to say to the Lord, I think what you're supposed to say to the Lord is that, Lord, thank you for the new year. I want to really align myself with you this year. What do I need to be with you? What do I need to walk with you? What do I need to really be who you want me to be this year? Ask the Lord questions concerning your journey. Ask the Lord questions concerning your life. Call upon him. Ask him about what he wants you to understand. Ask him about what is ahead of you. Don't just jump. Don't just take decisions. Don't just make choices. Ask the Lord. He said, I will listen. That's the promise of the Lord. I will listen. Jesus is waiting for as many that will be able to ask him. I know, Lord, you have a plan for my life this year. How do I go about this? Show me your plan, Lord. Teach me how you want me to live this year. Show me the path of your life. Show me the path you want me to take. Show me how to please you this year. Show me how to walk with you this year. Show me how to love you this year. God said he will listen to you. And I pray that this year, as you take up what I've shared with you, as you call upon him, as you consecrate yourself to him, to understand what he wanted to do so that you can birth his dream for your life this year, is going to listen to you. This year he will listen to you. You will not run in vain. The Lord is going to ensure that his presence stays with you in all that you are going to be doing this very year. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. That's what I want to share with you today. And I know in today's Revival Flame session, I know in one way or the other, God must have said something that will help you this year, in this year's journey. By the grace of God, tomorrow, we will be here again, if the Lord permits, and if he tarries, we'll be here again for the Revival Flame session on how to equip you for the flames, the vision, and for the empowerment that you need to live the life God wants you to live in Christ Jesus in year 2021. But in case you are there, you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I think your call to God should be the call for salvation. The call that he will save you. The call that he will come and show mercy to you. The call, the Bible says, if anyone call upon the name of the Lord, he said he will be saved. If you call upon his name, and you tell him you want him to save you this year, you want him to save your soul, because how can you journey with him that you don't know? How can you journey with the one you don't have a relationship with? And if you are there, you have turned back away from following him. You are on your own way. This is a moment to say, Lord Jesus, I can't just go on my own again. I have tried that, it has not worked. I want to walk with you this year. I want to walk with you. I want to return. Call him. Tell him to help you. And if you are there, you are doing that right now, I want you to speak out to the Lord Jesus. Call upon him. Tell him to save you. Tell him to have mercy on you. Tell him you are a sinner. Tell him you have discovered that you cannot help yourself. Tell him that you need him to help you. And this very year, as you are doing that right now, is there to help you. He will wash you by his blood. He's going to forgive you all your sins. And as you respond to him, he's going to help you. And this year, you will birth the dream that he has for you. And your life will be fulfilled. I'd like to pray with you this very moment. And I believe strongly that as I pray with you, the Lord is going to answer and is going to help. Father, I thank you for this very session today. I thank you because you have made us to understand that you live in eternity. You are even eternity. And you have a plan for our lives. And you also at the end of that plan. Lord, we pray for the grace to position ourselves. The grace to seek you. The grace to call upon you. That we may find out. That we may know how to align ourselves with you. We receive that. I pray for everyone listening to me on the radio and everyone watching me right now. I ask that as you call upon the Lord to ask him some questions about how your life can please him this year, you will receive an answer in the name of Jesus. This year, I declare it as a year of peace for you. There shall be no evil. It's a year of the blessings of the Lord. So shall it be. Thank you, precious Father, in Jesus' name.